think the club is in need of? What holes are you looking to fill in the next 1 to 3 years?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think when you've got such a young list, you don't know what you've actually got.
Yeah.
And I think you understand that we don't know how good Sammy Durham's going to be. We don't know how good Nick Cox is going to be. We don't know how good Harry Jones is going to be. You know, Zach Reed's only, you know, had a couple of appearances. So we've got a lot of young kids that we just want to play and develop. And hopefully, that's the exciting thing about when you're developing a new team under a young coach who, you know, had a terrific first year at the club, and he's got a real clear vision of how he sees this team developing. So I think for us, we're okay down back. We've got some really solid midfielders. You know, we've got a couple of All-Australians in there now, and
yeah. We
worked really hard to bolster that area. Our front half, you know, yeah, sure, you'd like to get a Bobby Hill to help out, some goal-kicking power, and I think that is one area that we would like to probably bolster a little bit, some goal-scoring power. Our ruck division, I think, is pretty strong, wrapped in drapes, and we've got a young kid called Nick Bryan who's coming through, and we've got Big Phillips as well. So I think we're okay, but we just want to get better, and that's just keep drafting kids.
Adrian, it is horse racing time of the year, and we, you know, you have the track watchers who love to get out there and have a look. But
and I've seen you in a marquee over the years too. Yeah, we miss those days.
No one's ever knocked back a free beer in this time of year, Adrian. But the track watchers, and I've seen a lot of this kids underage footy. Can you just remind people, Zach Reed? I know we saw Archie and Nick Cox, but he could be special. This kid's a beautiful kick of the footy and 200 centimetres tall.
He's actually about 203, and I think he still was growing, and that was probably one of the reasons why. That's probably one of the reasons why he had that stress fracture in the back this year, which has healed beautifully, mind you. And he had glandular fever. He debuted against Brisbane in the pouring rain up at the Gabba, and then we found out he had glandular fever. So, but we're really, really excited about what he can do. Now, and I'll be honest, Truck knows that we've drafted him as a key defender, but there's something in the back of everyone's mind that he might be a pretty good forward one day. But no, he's really, really exciting. And, you know, he'll be a brand new recruit for us next year.